Well, the climate bill continues to be debated in Washington, and what impact it will have on farmers is still unknown. The Senate is considering the climate change legislation passed by the House June the 25th would place a cap on the amount of greenhouse gases sources can emit and would allow industries that exceed those caps to buy or trade credits to go over the limits. Several farm organizations remain opposed to the bill because the cost associated with the program would increase energy and fertilizer costs. The Senate Ag Committee, ranking member Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, issued a news release that stated that an Agriculture Committee hearing wanted to know the effects of climate change legislation on farmers. In the letter, the senator said USDA's preliminary analysis of the effects of this bill is the first step in understanding the vast impacts of H.R. 2454. It is much more appropriate for USDA to use a range of estimates rather than rely solely on estimates from the Environmental Protection Agency. Chambliss is asking them to do their own work. Regarding the conversion of cropland, American Farm Bureau said that they felt like EPA's analysis of 40 million acres would be subject to reforestation. However, it appears that in June 2009, EPA said that could be 78 million acres of cropland that would be converted to forest by 2050. That's nearly 20% of the total cropland that would be lost to this carbon trading program. On the House side, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma said this is simply but not very revealing study from USDA. He said it does not present a complete and realistic analysis of all the costs associated with growing food and fiber. He said our farmers and ranchers deserve a better accounting of the cost associated with a cap and trade scheme than what USDA produced today, he said. Members of the House Ag Committee, of which I'm a ranking member, have been waiting for this study for 2 months, and he believes it's still inadequate. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.